Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you have made, that you have created. We're so grateful this morning. We're grateful every day. We're grateful this morning. This is the last Sunday of Thanksgiving month, but the Thanksgiving will not stop. You are so good to us. Your mercy endures forever. Your mercy will outlast us, and for that, we're grateful. We trust you this morning. We are excited to teach this morning. We're humble. Please anoint us. Let them not see me, but see you, and get something out of what we have prepared today. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So you guys have your worksheets, and I have a lot of little gadgets here, a little props and all that good stuff. So please just embrace these activities. Because it is said once you movement and with content mixed together becomes a long-lasting memory. So when you mix movement, when you do something, you have movement and you have content mixed together, it becomes a long-lasting memory. Amen? And so that's what we want this to be, a long-lasting memory, a long-lasting effect on your life. It is definitely part two of a series. Today it's about transformational giving, because I believe that this giving is going to be transformational. Everybody say transformational. It is definitely going to transform you, especially with these activities that we have prepared this morning. It will definitely be transformational. We will not be able to get through all of these activities or everything that I have prepared, but please promise me that when you leave, you're going to give some time to the homework, some time to just time to reflect and to engage with what's on the worksheet. I do want to borrow a worksheet just so I can really be, thank you. So if you can fill out, we got tables here. Thank you for whoever's responsible for setting up these tables and getting them from point A to point B. Thank you for your sacrifice. I know it was a sacrifice. I'm sure it was on the day you didn't want to come here. Whoever was responsible for this. So part two is transformational giving. Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness, with all your teeth. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. Everybody say no. Remember that from last week. We know that God is God. Amen. And we heard from praise and worship that we see the evidence of God in our lives. Amen. It's evidence. We're evidence-based faith. There's evidence. It can be proven. What we believe in can be proven. Evidence. Three, know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his people. Everybody say, we are his people. God is saying, look at my people, my people. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. His faithfulness, his mercy, as already stated, will outlast each one of us. Amen. And that's just good news that it was here before we got here. It is here right now, and it will be here after we leave this earth. Amen. So Thanksgiving, we have the acronym for thanks. This week is giving, G, gratitude, I, intentional. I'm talking fast, but you can write slow. G, gratitude, I, intentional, V, volume, I, incredible, N, new, and G, glory. You actually have time to write this down. I'm giving you space and time. Don't feel like you don't have to do this or you don't want to do this. I'll do it later. The blessing is in the obedience this morning, I believe. But no worries. One more time. G, gratitude. I, intentional. V, volume. I, incredible. God is incredible. N, new. G, glory. Give you 20 more seconds to write that down. For some of us, for me, it feels foreign to write these days. We're so busy typing on our iPads, on our computers. But something about writing, something, if you have to massage this muscle, I understand. So G in giving is gratitude. Everybody say gratitude. Gratitude is good for health. It actually confronts stress. It confronts stress, and stress basically releases this hormone called cortisol. Cortisol is basically elevated levels of cortisol is dangerous. So you have a stressful situation, you have pressure, and cortisol is released. Now, elevated levels of cortisol is dangerous for health because it causes fatigue, and we definitely need energy, but acne, it may explain. I said this months ago, maybe a couple years ago. I talked about cortisol and oxytocin. Headaches, it could explain some things. So it may be some elevated levels of cortisol, this hormone, which is called the stress hormone. High blood pressure. Everybody say, don't worry. Be happy. All right? And so gratitude confronts stress, even cancer. So are you saying, sir, that not being grateful can cause you to have cancer? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying elevated levels of cortisol and stress, that sometimes we got to deal with stress because it can manifest in a physical way. Even depression. And this is with high levels of cortisol. So that's why gratitude, giving thanks, Thanksgiving is actually good for health. If you didn't know that, it is good for health. Amen. I'm telling you, I know, I've seen it with my own eyes what high levels of cortisol can do to a person and what worry can do to a person and what stress can do to a person. It is immaterial, but it can manifest itself materially. So something you can't see could eventually change somebody's countenance or a physical state. And that's interesting, and it's a cure, and there's a solution, there's treatment. Everybody say there's treatment for stress. There's treatment for how you feel after you watch CNN. It's treatment for what you feel in your spirit, for what you feel in your mind. Amen? There is treatment, and that's what I'm here for today. I don't know about you guys, but the treatment is, at least in the medical field or scientifically or the smart people, have discovered that oxytocin cancels out cortisol. Oxytocin is called the love hormone. It's called the positive hormone. Positive environments is the breeding ground for oxytocin. In these examples, so when you touch a dog, when you hug a dog, or you pet a dog, oxytocin is released. It's not released in me because I can't stand dogs. I hate dogs. I don't supposed to hate people, but I can hate dogs. Amen? Because all dogs are not going to heaven. When you hug somebody, oxytocin is released. Smiling, and what you guys are doing right now is releasing oxytocin. I heard at least 4 people laugh. Oxytocin is being released. We're actually bonding. You're laughing at my corny whatever, and so you're saying that young man is funny because you're laughing. And so you're saying, you feel a type of way towards me. And so it's oxytocin is released in relationships, in singing together, in corporate worship, in laughing, in fellowshipping. When we got together on Thursday and we said, hey, Cheryl, I ain't seen you since the last time I seen you. Carol, I ain't seen you either. Girl, you done gained a little weight. You done lost a little weight. You crazy. Oxytocin is being released. We're fellowshipping. Amen. And guess what stress is? Stress is like, man, stress is nowhere to be found. It is nowhere to be found. And so if stress is absent, then what else is absent? Cortisol is absent. Amen. Great job, class. Gratitude releases oxytocin in your life. Just the process of being grateful releases oxytocin. Some more benefits of gratitude, believe it or not. So gratitude equals, I have way more than 8, just write down something that connects with you. Gratitude blocks toxic emotion like envy. Gratitude deals with or blocks toxic emotions like jealousy. It also blocks toxic emotions like regret. Yes, envy and jealousy and regret is toxic. Because it actually triggers certain actions. Because when you've seen the movies, jealous people, they act a certain way. They kill, they lie, they they cheat and steal. That's steal and cheat mixed together. Gratitude equals higher levels of good cholesterol. And all of God's people said, whoo, amen. It is associated with higher levels of good cholesterol, HDL. Gratitude is also associated with lower levels of bad cholesterol. Look at somebody say, get grateful. It's good for health. Yes, I just had some blood work, some labs done. Amen. I'm going to be grateful. I ain't going to eat a whole bunch of fried fish and then get grateful and think that gratefulness is going to cancel out that fried fish. You got to be balanced. Amen. Let's be fair and balanced. French fries, fried fish, chili, macaroni and cheese. God, I'm grateful. Thank you for all this food I'm receiving. Let it be used for the nourishment of my bodies. Don't take what I'm saying out of context. In this research out of context. Amen. Let's be wise. Amen. But there are benefits to being grateful. It affects our immune system in a positive way. More than now, we need to be grateful in this pandemic because COVID-19 is real. It is no secret that it affects individuals that have pre-existing conditions, that have weak immune systems. And so anything that we can take, vitamins, anything exercising and being grateful that would affect our immune system, we need to do. Amen? We need to do it all. Amen? Take the pills, but take the gratitude prescription. Amen? It affects our immune system. Gratitude treats depression and suicidal thoughts. Said it last week. People that are nasty are ungrateful. Gratitude equals. So this one is a great one. It motivates exercising. Gratitude motivates exercising. Gratitude equals a healthier life, bottom line, better sleep, better mental clarity, and better heart rate. I remember during the beginning of the pandemic, my heart was, you know, you see something and boom, 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 boom. And then you at Bilo at midnight trying to get all of the meats and all the milk. And it's like, man, instead of being grateful for the pantry full of food, amen, and being thankful and being content with what I had, I'm letting circumstance control my heart rate and then cause me to have a certain action and move and do this and do that. Psalm 103 says, if you want to turn to it real quick, Psalm 103 says, praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Health benefits to being grateful, to giving thanks to God. Health benefits. Everybody say benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your what? Diseases. Perhaps it's through gratefulness diseases are cured. Amen. All by being grateful. Heal all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. You may not be in a financial pit, but you may be listening and you may be in an emotional pit. But thanksgiving, giving God thanks, giving God praise will cancel out, will basically confront if you are in an emotional pit. Amen? So the I in giving stands for intentional. All things are working for my good. He's intentional. But guys, we got to be intentional giving. Sometimes we have to swim through some muddy waters just to give thanks. It's a press to give thanks. You think sometimes it comes, you think it always comes natural? Nah, bro. It don't always come natural. Left here last week, taught about giving thanks and being grateful. It wasn't 45 minutes later, it slipped up on me. Lex said, hey, she didn't call me a hypocrite. You remember what you said? We got to swim through some muddy waters just to give thanks sometimes. Amen. Am I by myself? Just need some company up here. Intentional is basically the thing that you plan to do. Never thought about planning to give thanks, like planning to give thanks. Planning to give thanks. Intentional, the I in giving. The thing you plan to do. So if God is intentional, in other words, he has a plan for us, how about we have a plan to give thanks? We come up with a plan to give thanks. Amen? Because there seems like it's always a plan to throw us off, to distract us. Calamity seemed like it was planned. Amen? Seems like evil is planned by so many people. So assignment or activity number 2, 3. How do you plan on giving thanks for the rest of your days? I think you have a space here to write it down right now. How do you plan to give thanks for the rest of your days? So intentional, something you plan to do. Philippians 4 says, be careful. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Supplication actually is wrapped around. I'm like, what is supplication? What does supplication really mean? But what stood out to me is supplication is wrapped around humility. It's wrapped around humbling yourself or humbling yourself. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Remember being in college and I did not want to call home because of pride and say I needed at least $3 to get a pack of eggs. Amen. Just pride. I didn't want to humble myself and I don't know how it worked out. I do not remember how it worked out, and that's between me and Lex. And that situation, that's an inside. Ask me about it later. We may tell you. Intentional. How are you planning on giving thanks for the rest of your days? Let's just keep moving so we can stay on schedule. V for volume. I can go here, but I'm not volume. Thank you, God. That's volume. He is worthy of that. Amen. He is worthy of that all the time. It was so loud at the Clemson game yesterday. It came through the TV. The TV was rattling. I wonder if those same folks have that same volume this morning. Amen. Yeah, I mean, I saw that. It's like I've been seeing this more and more. It's like, I don't know if that was synonymous with a certain college. They was doing this. It was like everybody was doing this. It was interesting. It looked like they were worshiping. I'm like, this is crazy. But I'm not talking about the volume, the audible volume. I'm talking about volume, 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 volume. Like my 250, yeah, pound volume. Like, volume. Everybody say, know your numbers. There is a campaign that's called Know Your Numbers. Everybody say, know your numbers. Know your numbers. I probably won't get one volunteer. I'll be surprised. I'll be very surprised. This is a scale. In other words, I need one volunteer to come up here and weigh yourself in front of everybody. And let everybody know how much you weigh. Amen. Y'all are, okay, we got a young lady back here. Ladies are first, but Jay's gonna come. Well, y'all, I know why y'all doing this. Cause y'all want me to do it. I'm not doing it. Nothing. He don't even weigh 150. I'm not gonna reveal it. That wasn't the point. Let's come on up. Maybe he needs to reset. You can take your shoes off. That's what I do, too. They say, listen, we're going to do labs today. We're going to weigh you first. I take off my coat, my hat, my glasses. like I'm about to wait for a boxing match, because I said, I want this thing to be accurate. You going to say it low? Why are you going to say it low? The campaign says, know your numbers. I did not think I was going to get some shoe taken off this morning. I didn't know that. V for volume. There is a, yes, you're brave. The volume formula for cube equals length times width times height and equals volume. Why am I saying this? Because V for volume, I want us to actually measure and survey and assess what you are made of by answering these questions. What are you made of? Because it's going to reveal a lot. What wholesome nouns make you happy? Volume, volume. Giving, giving. What makes you happy? People, places, or things. What actually makes you happy? When am I the most irritable? Who makes me the most irritable? Why do they make you irritable? How do I feel after watching the news? I'll give you time. When do I go off? I know you guys don't go off, but when do I go off? What does go off mean? It means beep, beep. You guys have about 60 seconds to fill in those. So muse about what you've written down. And how do they need to be addressed with gratitude? How can gratitude address what you put down? How can you be grateful for what you're happy for? How can you be grateful? How can gratitude help with whatever makes you irritable? How can gratitude prevent you from going off? Amen. How can gratitude help you to bite your tongue? How can gratitude help you not to do the Medea on them? I'm going to get you because you're going to trying to get me. Medea can't help but to get them because they got him hurt. Yeah, you got to work that out. Psalm 139:23. Volume is about searching. It's about what's just figuring out what are you made of? Because, man, I am always surprised. I have so many incidents where I am surprised at my reaction. Amen. Alvius, I thought you were better than this. I can't believe you responded like this. I can't believe you cussed out your wife. No, I'm just kidding. Never happens. She carries. I can't believe. So some David was always in the business of making sure he was in right standing with God. And he used gratitude to address what was in his heart. And you have to be honest sometimes. And the best of us Christians, which is, I shouldn't even say it that way, but veteran Christians, we have a lot of work to do sometimes when we sit down and think about. Psalm 139:23 says, search me, God, and know my heart. Men look at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. In other words, men may say, you check the boxes. You check off. You're okay. You pass. You get a pass. But God says, no. I see your heart. Test me and know my thoughts. My anxious thoughts. So remember the formula for, I'm almost finished, the formula for the volume formula for cube, length times width times height equals volume. So how long is your gratitude? What does that mean? How long is your gratitude? In other words, your gratitude is helping you have long suffering where your patience would normally run out. How long is your gratitude? Length times width times height equals volume. How wide is your thanksgiving? The foundation of your gratitude is love. And we know that love is wide. Amen. Love covers a multitude of sin. Love is wide enough to cover up hurt, hate, unforgiveness, racism, disappointment, and fear. Length times width times height equals volume. How wide is your thanksgiving or your gratitude? How tall is your gratefulness or gratitude? Grateful people take the high road. They go low, you go high. All because of gratitude. Now you can remix it. You say, you better be grateful I'm not responding like I could respond. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be what? Grateful. Be thankful. Have gratitude. You see how gratitude is connected to peace. Volume. It's about measuring. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. When I see rule, I think of like a ruler. I think of a standard. Rule in your hearts. Since the members of one body, you were called to be peace, called to peace and be thankful. I in giving stands for incredible. An incredible God deserves an incredible praise. Incredible. So incredible basically means it is so awesome, it's hard to believe. It's just hard to believe. It's so awesome, it's hard to believe. God is incredible. So hard to believe. So this next exercise is, please write down something God did. Transcribe the details. This is a great one. What did you learn about God's process? What was supernatural about what God did? How did you know it was supernatural? I need to give you a few minutes, a couple minutes for this. So write down something God did. But transcribe the details. Warning, this exercise could trigger a hallelujah. This exercise could trigger a thank you, Jesus. This exercise could trigger, my God, today. This exercise could trigger, thank you, God. It was nobody but you, Jesus. Transcribing the details, what was supernatural? They told you you had it, but then they came back and said you don't have it. That's supernatural. All right. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Yes. In giving, what new ways can you show God you are grateful and thankful? What do you think God wants? Sing to the Lord a what kind of song? A new song. What do you think, like, God, what do you want? You want me to give to the needy more? Do you want me to take care of orphans more orphans? Do you want me to look out for more widows? Like, what do you want? I can bet you that you will not come up short if you look in God's word. It's all throughout scriptures what God wants. What God wants is in his word. What will you add this week? What will you add this week? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances. In all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. New circumstances should trigger new gratitude. New calamity, new gratitude. Guys, I am only suggesting this. I know it's different. It may even be Sunday schoolish. But I think the obedience in will be a blessing to you throughout the year, the rest of the year. Option one, I don't know if any of us in here have a vitamin G deficiency, but this will help it. All right, so get your bottles up. This is for vitamin G deficiency. In other words, please take one a day or as needed. Amen. Option one, basically, if you want to do it now, you can number each one of these 3, 5, 7 before you choose your options. Option two, you can write gratitude triggers on one of these. So option two, write gratitude triggers on each one. Or option three, you can write a song of thanks. You can sing a song of gratitude or thanks as needed. In other words, every time you're feeling stressful, because you're traveling with this, amen, you're trusting this young man up here, and you're traveling with this, you're taking this to work, amen, You're taking this to work, and when they get on your nerves, you don't take a Tylenol, amen. And if you pull out five of these, perhaps you're singing five songs in your spirit if you can't sing it out loud. Watch what happened to you after you take a dose of this vitamin G. You may be surprised. I would love for you to transcribe. When did you have to pull it out if you actually participate in this exercise? Or gratitude triggers. You can put my church, my wife, my kids, anything that triggers gratitude, my healing, my paid for car. I just got a raise on my job. You can write that here and just pre. This is about planning gratitude. And you can travel with this. It looks like a hand sanitizer bottle. And it's my gift to you guys for Christmas as well. Option three, option two. So you have a few minutes to figure out which one you like. If you could just say option one, two, or three, which one you guys like? All three, I knew you was going to say that. It's hard to choose. Option one would be my go-to. So if I pick three, I would basically find three things to be grateful for. If I pick seven, I have to seven things to be grateful for. And that's the N in giving. G in giving is glory. Psalm 138:5 says, and they will sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Great is, we are grateful because God is sovereign. He gets the glory. He gets the honor. Amen. 1 Chronicles 16:24 says, tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among the peoples. In other words, that's testifying. So the last little fill in the blanks here. How will you encourage others by giving thanks and telling others of God's glory? Easy one to do, but let's write it out real quick and we will transition right after this. Glory. God gets the glory. He gets the credit. He is sovereign. He gets the glory. He gets the credit. He knows about this variant. He knows about elections. Nothing catches God by surprise. Amen. He knows about what's going to happen tonight, tomorrow. He gets the glory. He gets the credit. Amen. And he has a solution. He has an answer. Amen. Everybody say, Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Keep writing.